This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'zeicha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David Ben Rav Baruch, and L'zeicha Nishmas Imi Morosi, Malka Bas Rabbi Yehoshua, and also L'zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Yeshua Aryeh Ben Rabbi Yisacha Beresh. This week's parsha discusses a person who kills B'shoigei and has to flee to the Arei Miklat to be protected from the Goel Adam. He stays there until the death of the Kohen Gadol, at which point he is permitted to return to his community and to his family. In Shailos Utshuvos HaRadvaz, Chelek Beis, Teshuvah, Tavshin Ayin Beis, the Radvaz was asked, what's the din if a king accidentally kills another person? Does he too flee to the Arei Miklat? And the Radvaz answers that a king does not go to the Arei Miklat. And he bases his opinion on the ruling of the Rambam, Hilchos Roitzeach, Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph, where the Rambam says, Horav Shegoyle Maglin Yeshivasa Imay. A Rebbe who has to go to the Arei Miklat, his whole yeshiva must go together with it so he can continue to teach them Torah. Based on this, the Radvaz says that the entire power of a king comes from his people over whom he rules. If a king would be obligated to flee to the Arei Miklat, the entire nation would also be required to relocate and to follow him there. Because this would not be logistically possible, the Radvaz says it must be that a king is exempt from going to the Arei Miklat. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that the parsha ends off with the topic of Egla Arufa, which is when a murdered person is found in the open countryside and the killer is unknown. The zakenim of the city closest to the corpse bring an Egla and perform a ceremony where they break the neck of the Egla with a hatchet, wash their hands over the Egla, and declare that they did not cause this man's death, nor do they know who the murderer was. And the parsha ends off with the pasuk, V'ato tevayir hadam hanoki mikerbecha, and you will remove from your midst the killer of innocent blood. Which Rashi tells us that this means, Shem nimsa ha-hoyreg achar shenes arfoho egla, if the murderer was found after the egla's neck was broken, hareze yehoreg, the murderer must nevertheless be put to death. Targum Yonison ben Uziel writes a fascinating idea. He says that after the ceremony was performed, a large swarm of insects miraculously flew out of the belly button of the dead Egla and flew straight to the house of the murderer of this corpse. At this point, the Sanhedrin was able to judge this person for committing the murder. The Rikanti says that there is a remez to this in the last pasuk of our parsha. The last letters of the word Ve'ato Tevaer Hadam Hanoki spells the word Rima, insects, a remez to the insects that would reveal who the murderer was. And there is some difficulty with the pshat of the Targum Yonison, because how is the Sanhedrin permitted to kill the murderer based on some miraculous insects without having two Edim who witnessed the murder? And maybe that's why the Paneach Rosa learns that the insects themselves attacked the murderer and put him to death. And it was not the Sanhedrin relying on the insects.